From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Here's a question for you. Can you call it a Swiss Army knife if it's made in Asia? Thanks to World Trade Organization rules, the handy little devices may soon be manufactured in China. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. So, Janet, the Swiss Army knife not made in Switzerland, how is this even possible?
Well, Alex, it turns out that there's a new design that might be going down for the knife. And Switzerland's part of the World Trade Organization principle of national treatment. And this is a regulation that says you have to treat bidders on government procurement contracts from a foreign country just as you would treat your own. And it turns out that because China's been allegedly producing bootleg versions of these knives and for other cost reasons, the country might have a good chance of coming in with the cheapest bid and winning the contract. That's even though China is only an observer government here, they're not bound by the rules of this WTO agreement.
And Switzerland isn't exactly staying neutral on this one, are they?
The Swiss are not too pleased about this, and there's a chance that they might challenge on a few points. For one, China's not part of this agreement, as we said, so the country might be required to show that the knives are being made in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is part of that agreement. The Swiss could also challenge China's bid under the WTO agreement on intellectual property. I spoke to Steve Supan about this. He's with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy.
Switzerland, in theory, could say, well, you know, this is no longer a Swiss Army knife. You know, we'll call it the Chinese Army knife or the Chinese knife, but it can't be called a Swiss Army knife. That would be a possible trade challenge.
Chinese Army knife doesn't quite have the same ring, does it? So besides this possible name change, what else are the Swiss talking about doing to challenge this trade rule?
Well, Alex, there is a national security exemption for these WTO agreements, this one in particular. But, you know, then they'd have to show just how important is this knife to the national security of Switzerland. Also, a former Swiss Army colonel reportedly says the knife should qualify for an exemption because Switzerland should be free to set certain environmental standards on industry and manufacture. But Supan doesn't think that this argument's going to hold up. He says environmental concerns aren't really allowed to be a consideration under the WTO rules.
Investors and intellectual property holders are the two classes of entities that are protected under the WTO. Nobody else is, and nothing else is.
So Supan thinks there has to be some kind of diplomatic conference to handle all these various environmental and social costs of trade that he says are being glossed over right now.
Real quickly, Janet, how might this all work out in the end?
Well, with the caveat, Alex, that anything, of course, could happen, Supan thinks that this little incident here could force a rule change, that the Swiss Army knife could become a bellwether on global trading systems.
Thank you so much, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.